I've made my career as a waiter, and my job, well, it never gets old. I've seen romances bloom, wild affairs meet their doom. Every night, some new sight to behold. Yet I find, as I wait on my tables and serve them their baskets of bread, I can't help but think, as they pick out a drink, of what I would order instead. I'd order love, delicious, well-seasoned and rare. I'd order love, a big enough portion to share. Bring me all of the heartache, a small sight of woe, that flavor of longing that I long to know. I don't need a menu, just someone to care for my heart. Yes, I'd order love, there's no better dish to start. I'd order love, that's spicy and steaming and hot. Oh, I'd order love, so juicy it just hits the spot. A grave night's full of passion, all drizzled with lust. Breakfast in bed is an absolute must. Then bring on the marriage, but don't top it off with divorce. Yes, I'd order love, it's the very best second course. I'm tired of always observing loving couples all dreamy and sweet. For years I've been patiently waiting. When's it gonna be my time to eat? This lack of attention's unnerving. I fear that I'm losing my grip. If Cupid keeps up this substandard service, I'm screwing him out of his tip. He don't get no tip. A main course and dessert. More change. Woo! I'd order love, even if it was peppered with hurt. 'Cause at least I could savor the way that it feels to not eat alone for each one of my meals. There's a lot on the menu, I'd have something else if I could. Tastes so good. It tastes so good.